Good afternoon. I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 1:34 p.m. Monday, the 22nd, 2010. I'm joined today by Co-Chair Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Huggins, and Senator Egan. We have four items on the agenda this afternoon, all board extensions: Senate Bill 247, extending Board of Pharmacy; Senate Bill 248, extend Board of Marital and Family Therapy; Senate Bill 262, extend Board of Social Work Examiners; and we'll conclude with Senate Bill 263, extend Board of Professional Counselors. And we have, first up, Senate Bill 247 by Senator Olson, extending the Board of Pharmacy. It's the first hearing on the bill. The intent is to have the sponsor and introduce the bill, take public testimony, and set the bill aside for further review. But just as a general note, I think for the committee, these are just board extensions, so if nothing comes up, we'll probably move them out later this week, fairly quick. But we want to at least give the opportunity to have everybody have a look at them. With us, we have representation from Senator Olson's office. You want to introduce yourself for the record and explain to us what this does, please?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Tim Benintendi, staff to Senator Olson. And Senate Bill 247, actually CS for Senate Bill 247, Labor and Commerce, would extend the Board of Pharmacists until June 30th, 2018. This conforms to the recommendation of the legislative audit. The original version of the bill had an extension renewal date of 2015, but we wanted to support the audit recommendation and so changed the bill in the Labor and Commerce Committee. The board is composed of seven members. The fiscal note accommodates travel for members and two staff for at least three meetings a year. The audit found no issues adversely impacting the public, but desires to see the board approve collaborative protocols in accordance with the regulations. The audit also expressed concern that board support from the department could be more substantial and that the governor make more timely appointments to the board. We've found no other problems or issues that I can bring before you today. So with that, I'll see if there's any questions.
Any members have any initial questions? There's one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, showing the cost of continuing the board at $130,300 in receipt-supported services. There is no appropriation required if the first column of the fiscal note, because funding is already in the FY11 budget, operating budget. It appears the analysis was cut off at the end of the fiscal note. Please correct that and submit a new fiscal note before the bill is rescheduled. So we'll go ahead and clarify that issue. We have one person online, and we'll go to them right now. We have a board member, Mr. Dirk White. You want to introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and speak to the bill, please?
Yes, thank you, Chairman Stedman. This is Dirk White, and I'm a current member of the Board of Pharmacy, and I'm a practicing pharmacist. And I'll just keep it brief here. I guess our primary mission has always been the protection of Alaskans from rogue pharmacy and dangerous practices. This still holds true, and it's essential to the safety and welfare of the state. Secondary missions, of course, are enactment of regulations, as well as assisting yourselves and the legislature on state statute issues. And more and more now, with the advent of a huge federal bureaucracy, it seems like we're kind of standing as Minutemen in a fight to stave off the bureaucratic departments from absconding with our state's rights and Alaskan citizens' rights, the DEA and the FDA and Health and Human Services, a bunch of others. So with those issues still present and growing, I strongly suggest that the state does need to continue forward with the Board of Pharmacy intact, and would appreciate you voting to extend the Pharmacy Board. And we have changed our policies and procedures to address the audit and taking care of a new new form so that we will not miss any dates or any of those sorts of things that were occurring in the past that came out of the audit. And I stand open for questions.
Thank you for your testimony. We have no one in the room signed up for question, but maybe we'll have Pat Davidson come forward. Ms. Davidson, if you could introduce yourself for the record and who you're presenting, maybe just touch on the bill or the CS, I should say.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pat Davidson, representing the Division of Legislative Audit. And based on our review, we believe that the board should be continued till June 30, 2018, which is the date in the committee substitute. We had three recommendations, as were previously mentioned: improved board support. Secondly, that the Office of the Governor needed to improve the timeliness of their board appointments. And the third was the collaborative protocols. One other item that was identified during the audit, and as I mentioned to the Budget and Audit Committee when they were reviewing these reports, is the Board of Pharmacy had received an appropriation to work on a controlled substance prescription database, and I believe the appropriation was about $500,000. In this day and age about computer security and information, $500,000 is a lot of money. However, this is one project, because of our ongoing concerns we have with the state of Alaska and their compliance with safely securing personally identifiable information. This is one of the ones that we'll be touching base with the department and with the Board of Pharmacy as that project progresses.
Okay, thank you. We have any other questions concerning the bill? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you look at the Board of Pharmacy, their position, their function is to go ahead and regulate these pharmacy licenses. How many licenses have been revoked, suspended, or otherwise reprimanded, or licensees been reprimanded during this last period of time?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, we do have complaint statistics in the report, and over the time period, the 4 years that we were taking a look at, there were 29 licensing actions. There were 36 cases closed because of no violation or insufficient evidence. 28 licensees received an advisement letter or a compliance letter, and the remaining, there were 19 cases still left open.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and set this bill aside. Okay, the next item on the agenda, which is Senate Bill 248, by Senator Olson, extending the Board of Marital and Family Therapy. This is the first hearing on this bill, and the intent is to have the sponsor introduce the bill, take public testimony, and set the bill aside for further review. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 248 extends the Board of Marital and Family Therapists for another 4 years, and so it extended to until 2014. At this time, there are no issues that are adversely affecting the public, but the auditors are welcome to go ahead and comment on its deficits, and at this time we're asking for the extension of the board.
Okay. Do we have any initial questions from committee members? Ms. Davidson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pat Davidson, representing the Division of Legislative Audit. In this board, we recommended a shorter extension date. Our concern here was that the board had put off a regulations project because of their ongoing financial issues. Each of these professional boards has to be financially self-sufficient. That is, the fees need to cover the cost of the board, its travel, the regulation projects, that sort of thing. Given the size of this board and the startup costs associated with this licensing group, they have been running a deficit for a number of licensing periods, and they continue to run a deficit. And one of the things that we saw was that the board had made a decision not to move forward with a regulation project. This concerned the audit team because one of the main advantages to having professional boards is that they will develop the regulations and keep the licensing requirements current with professional practices. And if they're not fulfilling that role, then I think it's incumbent upon us to come back and reevaluate how the board is actually functioning. We also made a couple recommendations, ones that you will see in just about or hear about in just about each of these professional licensing boards, and that was there wasn't sufficient administrative support and the Office of the Governor was not making board appointments in a timely manner.
Any other questions for the bill sponsor? We have nobody on the call in to testify. We'll go ahead and we have one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, showing the cost of continuing the board at $23,200 receipt supported services. There is no appropriation required in the first column of the fiscal note because funding is already included in the FY11 operating budget. Again, we've got nobody on the call in or into the room. Any final questions or concerns from the committee? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and set this bill aside. Pick up the next. Senate Bill 262 by the Senate Rules Committee at the request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee extending the Board of Social Work Examiners. This is the first hearing on the bill. The intent is to have the sponsor introduce the bill, take public testimony, and set the bill aside. With us today, we have representation from Senator Myers, Office Chair of Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. So if you can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and speak to the bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Josh Appleby, staff to Senator Kevin Meyer and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. I'd like to introduce Senate Bill 262, which would extend the sunset for the Board of Social Work Examiners to June 30th, 2018. The Board of Social Work Examiners was established for the purpose of controlling and regulating the practice of social work. A licensed social worker applies established social work principles and methods to help individuals achieve more adequate, satisfying, and productive social adjustments. It was the opinion of legislative audit that the Board of Social Work Examiners should continue to regulate clinical, master, and baccalaureate social workers. The board is serving the public interest by promoting the competence and integrity of those who provide services to the public as licensed social workers. The Board of Social Work Examiners continues to enforce and propose changes to regulations to improve the board's effectiveness and ensure that social workers are appropriately licensed. And as the other two bills before us, Mr. Chairman, we have Pat Davidson here to talk about the audit and answer any questions.
We have an updated summary schedule of revenues and expenditures for the Board of Social Work Examiners that should have been handed out. There was a printing error, so I'll have to take care of that. We've got one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development showing the cost of $588 and receipt supported services, and there's no appropriation required in the first column as the fiscal year 11 operating budget takes care of the first column. Maybe we can have Ms. Davidson come forward and clarify that we have the correct numerics here. Ms. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pat Davidson representing the Division of Legislative Audit, and my apologies to committee members. There was a printing error, and in the report that was published on the web, we have the schedule of professional counselors instead of that of the social work examiners, and I apologize for that. Prior to the meeting, you were handed the appropriate schedule. Actually, in either case, both of the boards are doing fine financially, that we have no recommendations associated with this. This is the only board that did not have a recommendation to the Office of the Governor about timely board appointments. I thought I'd point that out. However, they do have the recommendation for improved administrative support for the board. We do recommend that the board should be extended until June 30, 2018.
We have any questions for Ms. Davidson? We have no one that's called in to testify, and no one has signed up. Do we have any final comments before we set this bill aside? Okay, we'll go ahead and set this bill aside. Final piece of work this afternoon. This afternoon is Senate Bill 263 by the Senate Rules Committee at the request of Legislative Budget and Audit Committee extending the Board of Professional Counselors. This is the first hearing of this bill. The intent is to have the sponsor introduce the bill, take public testimony, and set the bill aside for further review. Representation from Senator Meyer's office from the Chair of Legislative Budget and Audit is here to present the bill. You can introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and speak to the bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Josh Appleby, staff to Senator Kevin Meyer and the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. I'm here to present Senate Bill 263, extending the sunset for the Board of Professional Counselors to June 30th, 2018. The Board of Professional Counselors was established under the provisions of Alaska Statute 0829. It consists of 5 members appointed by the governor. 4 members must be professional counselors. 1 member must be appointed by the general public, and the board member serves staggered terms of 4 years. It's the opinion of Legislative Audit that the Board of Professional Counselors should continue to regulate professional counselors. They are serving in the public interest by promoting the competence and integrity of those who provide services to the public as licensed professional counselors.
Okay, do we have any initial questions from the committee members? Seeing none, we have one fiscal note from the Department of Commerce Community Economic Development showing the cost of the board at $50,900 in receipt supported services. There is no appropriation required in the first column of the fiscal note because the FY11 funding is in the operating budget. And we have nobody signed up online and nobody signed up to testify in the room. Ms. Davidson, do you have any comments on this subject?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Pat Davidson, representing the Division of Legislative Audit. As indicated by Josh, we are recommending that the extension be until June 30, 2018. There were 4 recommendations in this report: Office of the Governor to make more timely appointments, to the department with regard to administrative support. There were also 2 other issues related to investigations. We found that some of the investigations conducted by the division's investigators were not done in a timely manner. We also found that there was insufficient communication between the licensing examiner and the division's investigators. The licensing examiner was given information related to an investigation, who then assumed that the investigators had the same information, and they did not. And so that information did not get to the investigators in a timely manner, and our recommendation is that any information coming to the attention of the licensing examiner related to any complaint or any investigation, whether they think the investigator should or shouldn't have it already, should just go ahead and forward that information.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from the committee members? Okay. Any closing comments from the sponsor?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much.
We'll go ahead and set this bill aside for further review. Unless members have additional comments or concerns, this concludes today's meeting. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., March 23rd, we'll have 2 bills on the agenda. House Bill 300, the operating budget. House Bill 302, the mental health budget. Senator Hoffman, would you like to make any comments about the schedule on the operating budget?
Well, tomorrow we're going to have the reports, and then our public testimony is going to be commencing on Wednesday, and everyone should have a copy of that schedule.
Okay. So we'll have a busy week in finance again, and we'll just kind of go with the flow and stay on schedule by the end of the week. Meeting adjourned.